Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, our Jeremy is going to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie.
Yes, because everybody loves money back. There's nothing like the feeling of getting money back that you didn't think you were owed, and then you get a surprise letter in the post and a check with money. Well, that is exactly what Irish Tax Rebates do. Check out their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. Because taxes and doing taxes and tax returns is a pain in the neck for a lot of people, and it's paperwork and they don't know how to go about it, Irish Tax Rebates will do all the work for you, and they will only take a fee of 10% plus VAT. The average amount that people who have used the services get back is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last few years, chances are, now I can't guarantee, there's no guarantees. If you want guarantees, buy
a washing machine.
I was going to say air fryer.
Oh, or an air fryer, yeah.
If you want guarantees, buy an air fryer. But I can't guarantee, but there's a fair chance that if you've paid tax in the last few years that you were entitled to some of that back. And with the average amount being just over €1,000, what is there to lose? Better in your pocket than in the pocket of the tax man. So check out irishtaxrebates.ie. It's so easy to do. And some of our listeners have already done it.
Yep, they have. We've had a load of people in touch with us who have done exactly that and have managed to get money back. Have a listen, for example, to this lady.
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. I got home yesterday and there was a lovely check sitting there for me for €780. So that's the update on my tax back. And thank you so much for shouting it out on your show, because I would never have known of claiming my tax back. And nice Christmas present for me. So thanks, guys. And I absolutely adore your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
So if you manage, by the way, to claim tax back with taxrebates.ie, irishtaxrebates.ie, let us know. Send us a WhatsApp voice note and let us know if you were successful. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Have a listen to this message that we got in by email, and our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Myself and my partner are looking at properties in a new development in South Dublin at the moment. We were talking to the agent the other day, and he mentioned, by mistake I think, that one of the social houses would be next to the one that we have our eye on. We'd share a wall with the social housing house, and I believe there are four others on the road. I've no worries about there being more than 10% social in the estate. But next door? It's thrown my head into a spin. The house is basically exactly what we want, but my partner is worried about living beside social housing tenants because he had a bad experience before. Any thoughts by your listeners on this? We're far from snobs. We were both from council houses, but he thinks it could damage the value of the house if we ever try to sell, and there could be antisocial behaviour. Now, when I read that, I actually got annoyed.
Like, well, it's very, and I don't think you should have an opinion on this.
Shouldn't have an opinion
because
on this.
Where you live, you don't have any neighbours.
I do have neighbours.
No, you don't. No, you live in County Dublin.
I do have neighbours.
No, but you don't live in an estate or anything like that.
No, I don't live in an estate. No,
you're not in a semi-detached house. Now, all I will say is, and I'm going to hold back a bit today because I just couldn't be bothered arguing with people, but all I will say is it's very important. Having the wrong neighbours can ruin your life.
Sure, that's the look of the draw no matter who you get next door to you. It's literally the look of the draw. I agree with you. Having bad neighbours can be a scourge, but that person next door to you could be anyone from anywhere. What's the difference happens to be somebody in a council-owned social housing unit?
Because there's a belief out there that maybe, and I'm not saying this, that maybe council tenants May cause, maybe more likely to cause trouble, or people on the affordable housing may be more likely to cause trouble. That is the perception that people have. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't come up with that perception. People have that perception. I know we, for the house we live in, mm-hmm. for the first 10 years that we lived there, our next door was owned by a landlord. And we were always afraid when one of their tenants left. And it's natural, by the way. It doesn't make you a snob because you're worried about who's going to live beside you. That does not make you a snob. So everybody get your fingers out of your arses, okay? It doesn't make you a snob to want to live beside nice people, okay? Because your life can be ruined. And I know this from people who've been this. Your life can be ruined if you live beside the wrong family. But we were all...
I agree with you. Sorry, I'm not going to argue that point. You're right. Having bad neighbours can be absolute hell, yeah?
Yeah.
But what are the chances of somebody, because they're in social housing, are they going to be worse neighbours than somebody who owns the house next door?
It's the same reason landlords sometimes only want professional people, because there's a perception there that, you know, a professional person, an accountant,
isn't going to be a sloppy git.
Isn't going to be, or the kids aren't going to be little shits, or there's not going to be antisocial behaviour. So I think they've every right to question whether or not to buy the house. That does not make them snobs. It does not make them snobs. What it makes them is cautious buyers. They don't want to lose money.
You should be a cautious buyer about any neighbour, though. Again, you're not saying what you're thinking, and what you're thinking is that social tenants, council tenants, are much more likely to be bad neighbours. Go on, spit it out. That's what you're saying.
I wouldn't spit it out. There's plenty.
But that is what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm saying they've every right to be... you're not going to throw me under the bus.
I am going to.
No, I am. No, I'm not even going to get under the bus. I'm not even in front of the bus. Because all I'm saying is they are not snobs for wanting to... And they don't want the price of their property to drop as well.
And how is that going to happen? You buy the only thing that's going to make...
Okay, I'll tell you exactly how it happened. This is a God-honest truth story, okay? And I want you all to pay attention to this, okay? So, a friend of mine had a house very similar in a very good estate in Bray.
Mm-hmm.
You know the estate, up near where Dell used to be.
Okay, yeah.
Can't remember the name of the estate. And paid big money for the house. And not next door, but on the house opposite the road, there was social housing. There was a family living in social housing. And when he went to, and he used to tell me stories about it, send me photographs and all that. During the summertime, they'd be sitting down in the front garden, drinking cans, smoking weed in the front garden. One of them, at one stage, hung a boxing bag out of the tree in his front garden. And he said it looked like, this isn't me saying this, he said it looked like he was living in Darndale after him paying $550,000 for the house. When they went to sell the house, they couldn't sell it during the summer because of the goings-on of that family during the summer. Because he said he wouldn't bring people in to view the house when there's a load of young fellas out drinking cans on a summer's day and boxing against the tree. When you go to buy a place, Adrian, you look...
But that's one example, by the way.
Yeah.
You're saying, and I'm going to throw you under the bus here.
You are clearly saying that
a council tenant is much more likely to be an undesirable neighbour.
Not sure. I grew up in a council house. You grew up in a council house.
So no, I didn't. I actually didn't.
Ballybrack is council.
No, it's not the estate I lived in. Mm. But the point I'm making is that you believe that a council tenant is much more likely to be a slightly dodgy tenant, a slightly dodgy neighbour.
Well, I'm glad you admitted that, Adrian.
No, you're saying that.
I don't believe that.
I'm putting those words into your mouth. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let me kick off the conversation with Dave.
Hi, Les. Just saw your topic there, and I'll tell you something for nothing. The person sending a message is an absolute gobshite. Like, just perpetuating the myth that people in social housing are all, you know, flea bags and scumbags and people who don't work. Where most of the people I know who live in social housing are just people on a low wage or single parents. I lived in an estate where there were people there. There were horrible nightmare neighbours. They all owned their house. So this idea that everyone in social housing is somehow beneath you because it's a social house and they couldn't afford a mortgage is absolutely disgraceful. I feel bad for the people in those social houses having to live next door such snobs.
Now, just going back to Dave's message a moment ago, he feels sorry for the people in the social housing having to live next door to such up their own arse snobs. I agree with them.
But they haven't bought the house yet.
No, they haven't. They haven't. They actually said in their message, we're far from snobs. Like, seriously?
I don't want to live next door to the council tenants.
That's not what they're saying.
That is what they're saying.
Yeah, really? You think it's clever?
That's exactly what they're saying.
It's clever to slag off listeners. They're not saying that. They are being politically incorrect, okay, which people don't like to hear nowadays. This is called opinions matter, and yet you're all triggered by someone actually being honest. At least they're being honest about it. They want to live beside a good family. That's all they want to do.
Saoirse, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Saoirse.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Saoirse. Saoirse, you have some advice for this couple thinking of buying a house next to this social housing unit. Well, a house, but it's it'll be owned by the council. It'll have council tenants in it. Would you buy it?
Absolutely not. Oh, no.
Why?
No, absolutely not. You drive into any housing estate these days and you can straight away tell for the majority which ones are, you know, rented out, whether that's private rental landlords or if it's their council properties. You can tell straight away those people do not care for their properties the same way because they've gotten it for nothing. They've gotten these forever homes, quote unquote, as the new phenomenon I see all the time. They don't care for their property the same way. And it's so disheartening to be a young couple who have scrimped and saved everything you have to get approved for your mortgage. And then someone next door has just walked in, keys in hand, to their forever home.
No, they didn't just walk in.
And I think it's so unfair.
Hang on. They didn't just walk in, keys in hand, to their forever home. In a lot of cases, they were on the council housing list for years on end. And they finally got somewhere to live. We do have a homeless housing crisis in this country still, and one of the ways of dealing with that is that every private development has to hand over 20% of their properties to council or affordable housing. Now, surely that's a good thing.
Look, in theory, I see where you're coming from, but I don't think it's fair that people then who are buying privately and who are getting mortgages then have to fork out hundreds of thousands when the person next door hasn't had to do that.
Because they can't afford hundreds of thousands.
Then they shouldn't get that.
If you're able to afford hundreds of thousands, great. Brilliant, I'm delighted for you, but not everybody can.
But you're not hearing the point she's making. You're tone deaf here, Adrian. What Saoirse is saying is, well, I think what she's saying is that it's very hard to save up and get a mortgage for 400 grand or 450 grand, okay? And when people pay that kind of money, when they pay in excess of 500 grand for a house, they expect to be living in an area where there is no antisocial behaviour. That's why you're paying that extra money. If you want to get, you can get a house for 280 grand in Darndale, yeah?
Mm.
The reason it's 280 grand in Darndale, well, you tell me, why is it 280 grand?
I don't know, you tell me.
You know, that's clear. Don't play
Come on, spit it out, spit it out.
No, don't you spit it out.
Well, you get one for less than 280 grand in Darndale.
Well, yeah, so the reason a house in Darndale, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, is 280 grand is because you're going to put up with social.
One of the reasons behind.
When you pay 500 grand for a house, like Saoirse's saying there,
you don't expect dodgy neighbours.
Well, no, you expect to live in peace and tranquility and stuff like that. Isn't that what you're saying, Saoirse?
Yeah, like, you know, the same way, if I want to go on a luxury all-inclusive holiday and I want to fly first class and I worked hard to be able to afford that, does that mean someone living in a council estate should be given their holiday because I get one? They should get one because that's not fair. They don't have the same money as me. It's not fair. If you can't afford, either bring the prices of property down so we can all afford to buy houses. And then you don't have this, it's a class thing. It's an unspoken class thing at the end of the day. You know, where I live is I chose to live in a rural area where there's a small local community school. You know, the children in it are not from disadvantaged backgrounds because that's what I chose for my family. And I worked hard to get what I have. So if I'm working hard, but I want to live somewhere a bit more upmarket in Dublin, but the people next door have not had to work to the same level that I have to get where I wanted.
So what I'm hearing then, Saoirse, is total and utter begrudgery. You begrudge the fact that somebody...
I don't begrudge anyone anything. If you can't afford the lovely five-bedroom home I have that I've worked really hard for, you can't live in it. The same way, if you can't afford a luxury, all-inclusive, first-class holiday, you can't go on one.
Okay, but one of the reasons that the government over the last number of years has set aside 20% of any housing development for social and affordable housing is to stop the situation that we had in the past where council tenants were all lumped into one estate and they became ghettos.
So what are you saying,
turning upper class housing estates into ghettos anyway.
They're not, because only 20% of housing.
These people are not prepared to better themselves. Oh. You drive into any housing estate, you can straight away see which ones are the council houses.
But as well, what Adrian is after saying, he's after landing himself in a situation. What you said, Adrian, is when you put all council tenants together, they turn them into a ghetto. So are you saying that when you put a group of council tenants together, it turns into hell? That's what you're after saying.
No, that's not what I said.
That's what you said.
What the government decided to do was firstly to ensure that people were able to get houses. Developers had to set aside 20% for not just social but for affordable housing.
But then, as Saoirse is saying, what is the point in working your ass off to live in an area where you're not going to have antisocial? Why bother? Why bother then? And if you look at
Don't be so naive, and Saoirse as well. Don't be so naive as to think you can't that you can't get bad neighbours who happen to own the bloody house or who are renting from the landlord that bought the house and is renting it out to God knows who.
But that's not my point in this. I would be so annoyed that I have scrimped and saved. The government are punishing those who are willing to better themselves and hand everything on a plate to those who can't be bothered. Like, why did I bother to get married and be taxed to the hilt and work hard, and my husband worked hard to create a lovely life, when I could have just been a single parent, had a rake of kids, and both of us would get everything for nothing and get our forever home?
Okay, so I am, again, hearing begrudgery. You begrudge
I'm not
the
begrudging anyone anything, but lob them all back into their council estate. If that's the way they choose to live, then let them live like that.
And that's not a snobby attitude, no?
Not in my opinion, no.
And as well, Adrian, if you look at most working people who grew up in working class areas, I'm not going to name names, but I could name five famous people who grew up in real working class council estates. Yeah, mm-hmm. What did they do as soon as they got a bit of money?
I don't know. What did they do?
Moved out of the council estate. None of them said. Well, I'll give one example. Joe Duffy.
Yeah, lives in Clontarf.
Is originally from Ballyfermot.
Yeah.
Now, when Joe started making hundreds of thousands in RT, why didn't he stay in Ballyfermot?
I don't know. You'd want to ask Joe.
No, you answer the question.
But I don't know the answer to it.
Why do you think? Why do you think he moved?
Because he bought a nice big house.
No, but why? No, nothing about size. A big house in Ballyfermot. You get a 4-bed in Ballyfermot. Why did Joe Duffy?
I don't know.
No, but
next time I see him, I'll ask him.
No, because I think you know the answer. Don't be silly. You know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
So you don't know the answer as to why
Joe moved out of Ballyfermot? No.
Bono's from Finglas originally. Why did Bono move to where does he live again?
Killiney.
Why did he move to Killiney as soon as he got money?
I don't know. Ring him and ask him.
Why do people not stay in council estates when they get a bit of money into their pockets?
Because they can afford
Why aren't you living in Ballybrack
anymore? Because they can afford to.
Why aren't you living in Ballybrack
anymore? I'd love to live where my parents live. Love to. Anyway, stay there for a second, Saoirse. Our number is 0858252626. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Lorraine, what do you make of the attitude that we're hearing here?
I'm ringing from the ghetto.
You are in the ghetto. Oh, okay. Go on.
I'm in the ghetto. I live in a council estate. And furthermore, Saoirse, I'm not a single parent. I'm with my partner and he works damn hard. And yes, we have a council house. So not everybody that lived in... And her opinion that lived in council housing is a single mother with loads of kids.
It's a generalisation, really.
But that's a wrong generalisation, because the housing estate I live in, an awful lot of the people that work here or that live here work.
Well, from what I've seen, it's a majority.
But it's not. That's just the opinion you have. It's not.
It's not if you spent the first 12 years of my life in a council estate.
And yet you sound like you're begrudging anybody. The reason I'm in a council estate...
I'm not begrudging anyone. If you can't afford it, you can't have it.
Oh, so because I can't afford it... What, all right. Okay.
Why should you be able to have the same as me just because I have more money? You can't have what you want. Do you know, you have what you can afford, and I have what I can afford.
Whoa, calm your little horses there. As I said, my partner works damn hard, right? And I mean damn hard. And I'm in a council house. Yes, I'm in a council. Do you think I get handed this for nothing? That I don't pay rent on it? That I get this for absolutely free and they hand me a key and go, there you go, Lorraine. You get this.
I know, you put something towards it. I'm aware of that.
I worked damn hard.
Certainly
I
wouldn't
damn
pay.
Hard before I had my kids. I worked damn hard before I had my kids. Damn hard. And I have three kids. My partner, as I said, works. Unfortunately, we were not in a position to go buy our house in the economy that was in it. I was on the council list for 10 years before I was handed this house. I worked damn hard before I had it. As I said, my partner pays taxes. I pay taxes. I did not get handed this for free. And your generalisation that everyone that lives in a council house is a single mother with loads of kids is bollocks.
Not everyone. Just quite a few.
Go walk into a council house. Not every council estate is antisocial. My one is actually amazing. Right?
That's great. I'm delighted for you. But my opinion from what I have seen and I personally have come from is not the case.
And a lot of them are like that.
You're generalising every single council estate from what
Lorraine, hundreds of thousands for a house. I don't want the person next door walking in for little or nothing. Okay,
Saoirse, I can think of no other word. All I'm hearing is begrudgery. You begrudge person.
Saoirse, what happens if you move into a house and then the neighbour replies the house next door to you? It's not social, but then he rents it out or they rent it out and they're the worst neighbours ever. You cannot You shouldn't. You shouldn't have any neighbours. You were the most begrudging.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want any neighbours. I wouldn't put myself in a position where I live next door to any kind of riffraff.
Riffraff? So we're riffraff now, are we?
Well, I'm not. Well, you sound okay, but I mean, like, you know, again, the general majority
Lorraine, let me ask you then, and this brings us back to the original message. The couple that are looking at buying a house in Dublin, and they found out that the house...
She's going to remember where she comes from. She comes from a council estate.
So she says, yes.
She's going to remember where she comes from.
So she has found out, exactly as you're hearing from Saoirse here, that the council will have the house next door, so it will be council tenants in that building, and they resent almost the fact that they're spending a small fortune on their house and the people next door will be council tenants. Can you understand at all where that annoyance, I'll call it, comes from?
It's begrudgery. Some people, unfortunately, and I am one of them people, I couldn't afford a house. I can't afford a house. And I'm not going to deny that. I can't. I cannot go out with my partner at the minute, and he works damn hard. He works full time and we cannot afford a house.
You can. You can buy your house for, we were looking, you can buy a house for 200 grand, the repayments of which will be about 700 a month.
You look down your nose at every council tenant, Jeremy.
No,
yes,
not at all.
Your ivory tower.
No.
Why don't you say thank you for my house?
Well, yeah, you could. I paid a bit of tax last month.
Thank you. Thanks so much. But you look down your nose. Every time there's a debate with council housing.
No, I haven't looked
down
my nose.
No, but you do. No, but you do, Jeremy.
You do.
In fact, Lorraine sent us in a message before we even started today to say, I can't wait to hear Jeremy speak his mind because he's an absolute knob on this. But you are.
I haven't even opened my mouth. I haven't said...
But Jeremy, every single time we have a debate on this or something comes up about council people or council tenants, you look down your nose at
me. No, I haven't looked down my nose. Well, Saoirse, have I looked down my nose once on council tenants?
No, not in my opinion. I would be upset having to live next door to somebody who hasn't paid and forked out the same as I have. If I want to go on a luxury holiday that I can pay for, do that. Someone else be handed that?
Lorraine, let me just come back to you for one second, okay? I would love an S-Class Mercedes. They're brilliant cars. They're huge jokes, yeah?
The wankers.
I'd love one. I'd love one. They're 120 grand. I'd love one. But I can't afford one, nor is there an opportunity for me to get one at a knockdown price. So therefore, I don't have one, yeah? Is there not a comparison then with housing? You can't afford, say, a 400,000 euro house. But
I don't live in a 400,000
I didn't say you did.
House.
I'm talking about the fact that 20% of housing has to be set aside for affordable and council.
That's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because, as Saoirse was saying...
So what do you want us all to do, Jeremy? Live out in a tent with our kids? Be homeless with our kids?
No, but it's...
One of the reasons this happens is to deal with the housing crisis that we have.
Yeah, but then why bother working hard? Why is Saoirse and her husband... I presume you both...
My partner, hold on here. Why bother working hard? I work damn hard.
I know you do. I know. I'm not talking about...
And my partner works... No, Jeremy, they're all generalising everybody. Stop generalising all council houses and council people live in council houses as scum and look, you know...
No, nobody said the word scum.
Let me finish. An awful lot of them, I work damn hard and we pay rent and we do not get handed these for free. So stop generalising everybody and stop begrudging and being horrible about council tenants.
Okay, Saoirse, I want to just go back to you just before we let you go.
This is very important. Nobody, and I'll check with Saoirse now, nobody called council tenants scum.
No, nobody did.
But Lorraine is saying they did.
But it's the underlying theme here.
You are going on, Saoirse turned around and said most people in council tenants are single mothers that have sprout out loads of kids.
Jeremy, you talked about council tenants and a boxing bag outside their front door.
Yeah, well, they do.
But
that's you,
but you're putting them all in the same category.
No, I'm just talking
I'm
just talking about
Why did you even use that example
because
then?
Because a friend of mine couldn't sell his house while they were all drinking cans out the front garden.
Saoirse,
but not every council tenant does that.
That's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
You get that in private estates as well.
But the only person that called council tenant scum the rain was you. You used the word scum. Saoirse, did you use the word scum, Saoirse?
No, I didn't. But unfortunately, it is the ones that pull these areas that down that make it hard for people like Lorraine. I do understand where she's coming from, that she does work hard and her husband works hard and, you know, they raise their family to the best of their ability like the rest of us. But there are that minority of people who bring these places down and give them that quote-unquote council estate label. You know, you're not going to go into a housing estate in Clontarf and find a burnt-out car on the green.
Okay, so give me, in one sentence, Saoirse, because I know you have to go, in one sentence, tell me why you would not like to live after spending a lot of money on your house next to a council tenant.
Because of that exact reason, I have worked myself, I have worked really hard to afford an upscale, maybe larger house, something that I've wanted forever. And the person next door has not had to do that. And I don't think that's fair.
Thanks for your call, Saoirse. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let me bring in Debbie with her opinion.
Hey, Jeremy and Adrian. I just seen a topic there about the girl that is concerned about living next to social housing tenants. Well, I'm a social housing tenant and I'm far from antisocial. Just because they have the money to buy their house and we don't, we actually rent the house, it doesn't make us any different to them. She wanted to give herself and our fellas head a little wobble there because it's not where you live, it's how you live at the end of the day. Just absolutely ridiculous.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Huge reaction to what we're talking about today, and that is the couple that are buying a new house only to discover that their next door neighbours will be council tenants and they're not at all happy. Jason!
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Hey, Adrian, watch him tie himself in knots here. So, Jeremy, somebody who lost their house in the last financial crash, remember the big property crash, yeah? So, do they not deserve to be housed? Or you're all welcome and everybody's welcome into the country. What if that house had to be used for a family from Syria or Georgia or Ukraine? And plus, are you not the very one who said not so long ago, you don't get to pick and choose who lives beside you or who comes into your area? Remember somebody was saying about one vetted men or something? And you said, nope, nobody gets to veto on who comes in beside them. Nobody gets to pick and choose who comes in beside them. So there you go again, putting down the walking man. What do you think's going to happen to the house? Is because somebody is on council housing? I mean, I'm in council housing, I walk. Not all lazy shites, you know, in council housing, Jeremy. As I said, let's hope it's always sunny in Dixon Towers.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Good afternoon to you.
And to you.
Sorry, I'm not doing good because people are making me out to be the biggest snob, and I'm not a snob. Like,
you do a good enough job of that yourself.
Literally, John.
On my avenue.
Literally, all I'm saying is, John, that everybody wants to live beside good people. As the song goes, neighbours.
But to take that into this argument, but you're not going to get them if they're council tenants. That's it.
You're less likely to.
Look, I
lived in council estates all my life, and you know, I had great neighbours, I had great people around me, and we had great times, you know, and that was the good old days. And you know, the fact of the matter is, Adrian and Jeremy, this is the point I'm going to make. And Saoirse, look, I think it was just, I don't begrudge anybody of a social house. As you said, Adrian, 20% of these houses have to be given out. But the fact of the matter is, and if you really, really, really want to put that down to brass tacks, you wouldn't be happy, Adrian. You wouldn't be happy, Jeremy. And I wouldn't be happy. And I'll tell you why. because we're coming over 500 grand. We're getting out of the social housing game to gain better for us, for our kids, for our families. You know, we've done the council game. We've been there. We've all been there. And then that final day that we get our kids to a new home, and next of all, we find that Johnny and Mary is moving in next door. That paid what? Couple of hundred quid for it, and God knows what. I can see where people are coming from. Of course I can, because the fact of the matter is, if I was buying a house, I would be asking the auctioneer or whoever I'm buying up, by the way, who's moving them there? Oh, they're social housing tenants.
Okay, so let me ask you then, John, you're a council tenant, is that right?
No, I'm private now.
Oh, you're private now, even though you claim everything left, right and centre from the state.
I can, yes, because I'm on the stick.
And you have you own your own house.
We do, yeah.
And you can understand why somebody wouldn't want to live next to somebody like you from a few years ago.
Well, the fact of the matter is, look, I'm a great guy. I'm a great neighbour. I have great neighbours. You know, the fact of the matter is, we're not all, you know, I hear the little bit of thought, you know. The point that is, it's not about living next door to me, Adrian. It's about living next door to somebody that got a house for free. This is what the point is. It's not about me.
Firstly, nobody gets a house for free, okay? You literally don't get a house for free. Yeah. You have to pay your way. Yeah.
You pay your way. 50 quid a week, whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It mightn't be as much as the other person is paying, but you still have to, you don't get it for free.
But then, well, look, they're paying 50 quid a week, somebody's paying 1,200 a month, big difference. But the fact of the matter is, everybody's the same. If anybody gets on here and says, difference, I would laugh at them, because the fact of the matter is, they're getting out of the social housing game. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, they're moving on up. You know, we've done the council house. We've done it. We've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Now we want better. We want bigger and better. That's everybody's the same. If anybody's going down and says, no, I'm happy, I just want to stay here, go to love you. We're great. But I wanted better. No, you know what I mean? And I did get better.
You're actually right. There is this thing that people who grew up in council estates, they feel that once they get out of it into a private estate that they've accomplished something, Adrian. And again, all you have
they've
to...
Well,
I always wanted my own home.
Yeah,
you know?
He wants his own home. Sorry, he's not to be... Sorry, you're supposed to praise the man, Adrian.
No, I'm not coming down. But
you must have served some amount of chicken balls to be able to get a mortgage, but...
No, my partner has a very good job as well. So,
But in the message that we got in the first place, they said, we are far from snobs, we're both from council houses. So exactly like you, John, but suddenly when you get your own gaff, well, fuck the little man, I'm the big man now. That's literally
it. I can't understand Adrian, that why can't they build council estates and build private estates? That's my issue here. I can't understand this for the life of me. Build 100 houses, build 200 houses for social housing, and build the property the private property, as I call it, for the private property. It's as simple as that.
So you don't like the idea of mixing council tenants into private estates?
Just being honest, I want to move them from a council estate, as I said a long time ago, into a house that I wanted all my life, and we finally got the money for it. And then to be only left with John and Mary there next door, you know, killing each other at 4 and 5 in the morning, and God knows what. You know, I'm not saying it will happen, but the fact of the matter is, if it did happen, how would you feel if you sunk 500,000 into a house? Yeah. You'd be fucking sick.
And John, somebody's been smart on Facebook and asking the question. Adrian, is there council houses around you?
That question is not.
No, there's
not.
Well, you don't know. The next house and the one after that are both owned by Fingal County Council.
Yeah, but it's
smart arse.
Yeah, but it's 500 yards down the road.
No, it's not. It's next door.
Shut
the fuck up, Jeremy. You don't know what you're talking about. The next door neighbours and the house after that are both owned by Fingal County Council.
You live in a detached house or semi-detached, do you?
And it doesn't mean we don't have neighbours.
You have neighbours, but they're not next door neighbours.
They are next door neighbours.
Anyway, the point John is trying
to... What Adrian, I think, means by neighbours is down the road, about 10 metres, 20 metres down the road.
No, it's not. Over the fence.
You'd have to set a flare off to see the neighbours next door to Adrian.
You would not.
The point...
Fingal County Council own the house next door to us and the one after that, okay?
Anyway, the point John is making is that in America, this doesn't happen. So when someone buys a house, say my best mate who lives in America, has lived there most of his life now, bought a house. There's no such thing as private estates. But the house he bought, him and his wife, and they paid good money for the house, the area that they live in is all professional people living there. So that doesn't happen in America, where you have council housing and private housing together. So that's the way it is in America. So in his role, for argument's sake, his next door neighbour is a doctor, a teacher.
Do you know what this is called, by the way? Segregation.
Oh, there we go, segregation.
But it literally is.
But that's like me saying, I'm segregated, I can't go into...
So put all the people who don't have great jobs or aren't earning a lot of money in this place, and then all the posh, stuck-up snobs who have loads of money in this place.
But then there's no reward.
It is literally segregation. That's literally what it is. So...
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's about It's about earning, it's working hard, it's earning money. It's about getting to where you want to be, Asia. It's not segregation whatsoever. If that's my choice of I want to live on my own, or I wanted my own house, that's my prerogative, and that's my business. I should be able to do that if I want it. You know what I mean? That's it. There's nothing segregation about this. I want it better, and I don't. I got better.
So hang on, I should feel sorry. John, just listen to what you're saying here. I want it better, and better includes not living next door to the riffraff from the, who are council tenants. That's what a private tenancy gets you.
Are we not right on this? I don't know what the issue is here.
It's a very similar age, and I'll try and break this down for you.
Don't patronise me.
No, but I'll try and use finger.
Please do, Jeremy. Please break this down for him quick, please, before I have a breakdown myself.
I'm going to use finger puppets for Adrian to understand. Okay, so when you're on a flight, Adrian, yeah? Yeah? Nobody listen to me. When you book a flight, you can buy coach class, which is you're in coach and you get no extra
fare. Nobody calls a coach in this part of the world.
What's it called?
Economy.
Cows are big, cows are small.
Yeah, so you sit there and you're sitting beside hen nights and stuff like that and stag nights and a fella drinking out of a whiskey bottle. But if you pay that bit extra, you get to go left when you enter the plane. Yeah, you go left and you're in bigger seats, but you have nicer food and you're not mixing with package holiday scum, basically.
So that's what council tenants are then. You've just nailed it. Sorry, Jeremy, you don't have to say anything else. No more words required. Lorraine earlier on sent us a message to say...
John,
you're no, he's right.
I'm being flippant here. I'm talking about on
you're not. You're
I'm,
not.
Everybody's feeding Jeremy's words
today. The words finally came out of your mouth.
No.
I don't want to live next to package holiday scum. That's it. There you go.
Ryanair scum.
Yeah, I didn't actually say that, by the way.
You did.
I said people.
I want to turn left.
No, what I said
you is turn right. I'm turning left.
I've only turned left a couple of times. Most of the time I turn right. But I'm saying if you want a flight where you don't. If you want to fly where you don't have Jacinta sitting beside you swigging back the Fafrons on her way to Alicante, you go left.
Okay, but similarly, if you don't to have that where you live...
No, I'm not comparing it to
you. You are.
No.
Your analogy did it brilliantly
for
you.
I just said package holiday scum.
You did it perfectly.
Package holiday scum.
Jack has been in touch with us. Let's hear what Jack has to say.
I think it's very shallow to judge people just based on what house they live in. As a sole indicator, yes, some people don't keep it well, but some people do in public, in council housing. In terms of the other issue, wanting to move to an area, you can always, that's up to a person's prerogative, move to a different area or go down the country, you can't have it everywhere. I just think it's very wrong to judge everyone in council housing that they don't keep it well. Very wrong, in my opinion.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
I'm still soaking up your little story there.
People getting so
upset. Going left and right on the plane.
You know I'm being flippant, by the way.
They're the people you don't want to live next door to. They are.
No, they're the people who don't want to sit next door to.
As Cathy said, what an absolute knob.
Okay, well then, Cathy, you obviously don't get satire, okay?
No. That wasn't satirical at all.
It was satirical.
Oh, no, it wasn't. That was you speaking your mind. You actually saying it as you feel it.
No.
They're the people you don't want to live next door.
No, the point I was trying to make is, I can't fly. I've only flown first class 3 times in my life, okay? And once was a free upgrade. If I could afford to fly first class, I would. So would you, Adrian.
Yes.
Yes, you would. You would fly first class. Why do people pay extra to fly first class?
I don't know. Not for waste of money, in my opinion.
Well, it is. Because they're not sitting beside Sharon on her way to Alicante, who's passing the bottle of Fafrog from her mates.
But you don't want to live next door to her either, and she's more likely to come from a council estate or a council house. That's it.
That's what you said.
Darren has asked me to play this message for John. John, have a listen to this.
I'll tell you now. I would hate to live beside John. An absolute, he wouldn't work on batteries, gets every benefit under the sun. I'd say his neighbours love him.
Okay, there you go, John. Wouldn't want to live next door to you.
Garden would love me, Adrian. Of course he would. I'm very laid back. I'm very easy to get on with. The problem is, Adrian, if you don't get on with me, then you have a problem. You know, that's just the way it is with me. Jesus.
All right, okay. That sounds like a threat, nearly.
It's not really, no. It's just starting to get shit together, that's all. You know, that's it. It's as simple as that. I'm a nice guy.
Oh, I love this show. I
know, but there's not many people that, if they, no, don't take this as an insult, John. There's not
but
many,
it's about to be.
There's not many people that would.
If it's coming from you, Jeremy, I don't. Believe me, I don't.
There's not many people that would spend 500 grand on a house and then end up living beside chicken balls. Like, I'm just.
Oh, I didn't see. Well, here's the thing. I didn't spend 500. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if you want better, you should be able to get better. And that's the way I see it.
That's fine, and I've no issue at all with people who want better and want to spend money and buy their own house and all of that. Yeah. But this conversation is about, God forbid, you should end next door to a council tenant. That's what this conversation is, John. And you're I can understand. Okay, hang on there for a second. I want to bring in more calls on this. Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Catherine.
Hi, lads. Can I just suggest something for Jeremy?
Yeah, go on.
When he's going on holidays, maybe he should pack a pair of shoes.
Yeah, seriously. Because you're going to be run out of the bloody plane.
No, to be honest with you, Catherine, if I hate flying coach class, economy, whatever it's called, scum class. I hate flying scum class.
Scum class.
And
at the end of the day, you'll be lucky to get on a plane. Anyone who can go on holiday, can afford to go on a holiday, they're just damn lucky to have a seat anywhere on a plane.
I know, but when you do get to fly, when I got to fly first class for the first time, I realised there's a different life behind the curtain. And it's beautiful. No, but it is.
These
are the people you don't want to live next door to.
Listen, yeah, I've flown first class, and the only difference is extra leg room. And I remember one day when I was going to the States, they gave us Magnums just before we landed.
Oh, lovely.
Magnum ice creams. They came up with these beautiful baskets, and they went down with a Feist banana box with chocolate icings for the back. Feist banana box. Full of chalk ices for the people.
But you see, you paid extra for that because you wanted to mix with professional people on the flight. That's why.
You don't talk to anybody in a bloody aeroplane.
No, but I'm saying you. If you No, but when I was flying first class that time, we flew because my wife was pregnant and didn't want to put her in scum coach. So I booked first class first, and it was lovely. The people sitting beside us were all on their little laptops and on their MacBook Pros and all that.
So?
There was no Sharon swigging bottles of Fat Frog beside
Nobody drinks Fat Frogs anymore, by the way.
Do they? No,
I don't even know what that is.
Anyway,
my point is, I grew up in a very affluent area, me personally. We had a very large house. My father had an excellent job. But I fell in love with a boy from a council estate. And in 2008, we were trying to buy a house, and it was absolutely insane. And the only thing we could afford was, we bought privately, obviously, a mortgage and everything. But we bought in a predominantly, it would have been originally built for social housing.
Okay.
So there are, like, I was so used to growing up and, you know, you'd see your neighbours and give a little polite wave and things. And when we moved into the house where we are now, we still are, it was social housing, and the neighbours were incredible. You'd be at work and your bin would be brought in. Your wheelie bin would be brought in. They'd call it Christmas, and we're here now a good few years. And I swear to God, these people are the nicest people. I don't begrudge them one bit. We paid $350,000 for our house, and we also had to put $50,000 in to make it livable because they have been derelict for 20 years. But I have the best neighbours. I never knew neighbours like that.
Okay, and your point being that regardless of their background, you happen to have landed with fantastic neighbours.
I never knew neighbours could be so nice. Okay, I never knew neighbours could be friendly.
So to automatically pigeonhole somebody because they might be a council tenant, for example, you're arguing is completely wrong.
Yeah. I just think, you know, now our boiler broke a year ago. We both work, but we can't afford to replace it. So we haven't had heating and we don't have hot running water. and then seeing all the houses around us with the council, like doing this wraparound thing and underfloor heating and replacing boilers and new windows and doors. We can't afford that. But you know what? I wouldn't move out of here for the world. They're the nicest.
Listening to other calls that have been on, they would begrudge the council tenants getting that sort of work done.
I'm jealous. I don't begrudge. I'm jealous. But at the end of the day, to say kind of, there was a lady on earlier who said riffraff. She didn't want riffraff living by her.
That's exactly what was said.
Yeah. And that's uncalled for. Like, everyone's situation is different. As I say, I'm jealous, but I don't begrudge. I mean, they're the nicest people. I'm lucky, I suppose. I don't have punch bags out the front. There's a few houses around and they drink cans out the front, sitting in kind of plastic garden chairs and things like that. But look, life is life. Let people live their lives and...
The attitude that we've been hearing, I spent a lot of money on my house. I don't want to be living next to council riffraff. What is that? Is it a snobby attitude? Is it a begrudging attitude? What do you think it is?
I think it's somebody getting above their station.
But then, Kathleen, is somebody who moves from, and I look at somebody, a good friend.
This is Catherine, by the way.
Catherine.
Thank you.
Kathleen next. A good friend of myself and Adrian's Nicky Byrne, grew up in Baldoyle. Salt of the Earth bloke. He now lives in a lovely big house in the poshest part of Ireland, Malahide. Should he have stayed below his station? Like, does he not belong in Malahide?
No, nobody said anything of the sort.
I mean, he worked very hard and
he sang a few songs.
Well, he has achieved success.
Yes. Great,
and he can afford, and if he wants a big fancy house, good on him. He can get a big fancy house. I personally wouldn't want a big fancy house because I'm actually rubbish at housekeeping.
A lot of people buy big fancy houses because they don't want to live beside somebody who puts icicles out of their gutters at Christmas time, and that there's a caravan parked in the driveway up on bricks.
Why don't you stereotype again? They're the same
Adrian, there is a bit of that around the bit of the icicles. I never, ever, ever would decorate the outside of my house at Christmas.
It's tacky.
The inside is like the toy show.
Now what I'm hearing is council tenants are much more likely to have icicles out the front.
About five years ago.
Yeah. Up my mum and dad's house in there where they live, there are a couple of people with these icicles outside their house, and there's actually a man across the road and he's got this big massive snowflake that flashes all night long into their bedroom. I personally don't like it. I think it's tacky. But look, all I'm saying is I think that the people around me are absolutely salt of the earth. They've welcomed us. We had 6 months work to be done in the house before we moved in. They never once complained about the noise. We were knocking walls, we plastered, the whole place had to be rewired, the whole
And I get it. They were decent neighbours.
I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'd never move back to some of the
snobbishness or begrudgery of others is just ridiculous, I'm sure. Jeremy, a number of our listeners have been on to us and they want to know what is wrong with icicle lights.
They look tacky, and I'll tell you, this is a true story. About 5 years ago, a person who lived on their avenue, they were tenants, by the way, landlord, and they put up icicles and they were, tacorama. Every time you look out your window, you'd see them. And one of the nights, and they don't live there anymore, so I can say that, the landlord sold up. One of the nights I went over with the garden shears and cut the wire off the bloody thing. Not having icicles on my avenue. Thank you very much.
Oh, you absolute prick. No,
icicles. Nope. Can't deal with icicles.
And committing vandalism on somebody's house is acceptable.
The same kind of people who put up Pope flags and the Pope comes to Ireland. So I don't do it buntings or anything like that. Like, but that's why people move out of those, because they don't.
Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathleen?
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy,
you're so funny, honestly.
I'm actually not being funny.
He's not being funny. He's being real.
Yeah, well, I have to say, he's being real, but he's being really funny. I just think it's not where you live, how you live.
Correct. And that's exactly what we just heard from Catherine a moment ago about her neighbours. But go on, yep.
I live in a council house, and the rent is not by no means cheap. But at the same time, I applied to buy my house. But sadly, because it's classed as a townhouse, I was told I'd never be able to buy it. So when you think about the money I'm paying for the last 28, 30 years in my house, and I can't buy it, I can never buy it. And that's sad because I just think it's not where you live, tell you this.
When you hear people, as we have heard, who don't want to live next door to council tenants because they spent a fortune on their house and they don't want to live next door to somebody who didn't spend a fortune getting their house, what do you think of that attitude?
I just think, Adrian, people don't know. I mean, you can't judge by, you're buying a house and there's people next door and whatever. And I find I have great neighbours where I am, and it's only a small little place. It's in the Liberties, and it's only a small little place. And as I said, I love where I am. I'm in the middle of everything. But as I said, unfortunately, it's not help where you live to tell
absolutely,
you live.
Absolutely, I agree. So this stereotypical attitude that if you're a council tenant, you're going to be a bad neighbour, you're not the sort of person I want to live next door. What do you think of people with that attitude? And that includes, by the way, Jeremy, whether he likes to admit it or not.
So Jeremy is a dry shy. I mean, he doesn't even like Christmas lights on people's houses.
As a matter of interest, do you have icicles on your house?
I do, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So I feel sick. I bet you have one of those, and they call them Santies. They don't call them Santas. I bet you have a blow up Santee in the garden, do you?
No, I don't have a blow up Santee. I haven't a garden.
Because I'm telling you now, if any of my neighbours put up a blow up Santee,
you're going to burst him as well.
I would burst the thing. I'd go along with it with a pin and bloody burst the bloody thing. Icicles and blow up Santies. Would you be well?
Well, you're not. You're clearly not. Here, I just have to squeeze in one final message. She was on to us a little bit earlier on. Lorraine.
Tell Mr. Dixon there, I'll send him a picture of all the lights I'm going to hang out in my house. I'm going to stick them all up just for you.
Now, there you go.
You don't need to. I'll just Google council house at Christmas and a photograph will come up. I'll be able to see it.
Ooh.
Tell Mr. Dixon there, I'll send him a picture of all the lights I'm going to hang out in my house. I'm going to stick them all up just for you.
So Lorraine was actually right in the message that she sent us before we even started recording this podcast today. You're so up your own hole.
No, I wasn't.
I don't know how you can see where you're going.
So, oh yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah. So my head is up my own.
Yeah.
It actually isn't, by the way. It actually isn't.
Geez, I'd hate to hear you if it was.
I'm just saying what everybody thinks.
No. You're saying what you think and what Saoirse taught earlier on.
Do you think icicles are nice on the...
Yeah, I think they're lovely, yeah.
Oh, you're going to be on holidays next week, aren't you?
Yeah.
What airline are you flying with?
What airline? Aer Lingus, I think.
I can get you an upgrade first class, you want it?
On a flight to Lanzarote?
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
Hold on, Lanzarote, that's package scum all the way. Oh, God, it'll be all covered in tattoos. smoking spliffs in the toilet. Well, let's be honest, Lanzarote doesn't get the creme de la creme, does it? It's not Portofino now, in fairness, is it?
Why do I sit in the same room with you every day? I just...
Lanzarote. Oh, geez, I got married in Lanzarote.
Yeah, you did.
I did. How did that one work out?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new podcast. And if you are a Spotify user, if that's how you listen to our podcast, send us your Spotify Wrapped as a screenshot to 0858252626. Especially if Opinions Matter is your number one. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.